Good morning and welcome to HealthWorks. I'm Carol Kinnear, Community Relations Manager for Wayne Memorial Hospital. Thank you for joining us this morning. We are hopefully going to see some warmer weather out there. But before we do, I hope everyone is staying safe and warm and hopefully enjoying the sunshine and longer days. And when we talk about longer days, we talk about maybe being outside or becoming more active and getting ready for all our summer activities. And so my guest today is Sunshine Bryan. Good morning, Sunshine.
Good morning, Carol.
And Sunshine is from the Honesdale YMCA, and you are the one of the assistance program managers, correct?
Yes, I am assistant program manager at the Wayne County YMCA.
Yeah, and you're kind of new in the position, right?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
But you're definitely not new to programs and events and activities and stuff like that.
I'm not new to that. That is something that I love.
Right, and you and I have worked together on other projects in the past. So, thank you for joining us today, and I'm very excited to have you on the show. So we're here to talk about at least three events that some are happening, some are coming up at the Honesdale Y. So can you start and tell our audience a little bit about this Women's History Month challenge that you have going on?
Absolutely. So at the Wayne County YMCA and at YMCAs all over the place, they celebrate Women's History Month in March, where they celebrate the trailblazing women and the ones who kind of started it all. And, you know, we recognize them. We put some posters up. We made a visual timeline. But I wanted to do something that was a little bit more. So one of my wonderful coworkers, Melissa, who is also a personal trainer as well as an assistant program manager, helped me dig through the archives of the YMCA, and we found some phenomenal pictures of women exercising, women in high heels, women just in odd, awkward positions and balancing, and it was wonderful to watch, and I thought, this would be great if we could turn this into a workout.
Right.
What they did then opposed to how we would modify it for today. So we collected those photos. Melissa collected more updated photos, and her having the fitness experience was able to write a program for people to go around to 11 stations and at their own pace. You don't have to be a bodybuilder to do this. And people are loving it. Our instructors, their students, people are really enjoying it.
Mm-hmm. And so this is that, I mean, that just sounds so exciting. I got to remember to do that when I'm at the Y next, which will be, usually during the week when I go. But so this is a challenge that's open to the community, right? So
It is open to the public. You do not have to be a member of the YMCA to join this program. You can come in during our open gym time, which means we don't have a class going on. So definitely call ahead of time. You know, fill out the paperwork so we have your waiver, and you can go around and look at all the pictures and do the exercises. And when you're done, you bring it to the desk, and they're going to give you a special sticker and a raffle ticket that we will be drawing on April 1st, which has some goodies in there, some nice YMCA and some other things for that, and some guest passes as well.
Right. And that's the exciting part. It just gives our community an opportunity to go into the Y, to see what's going on, you know, to at least in the gym area, right? And you know, get another free day pass where they could kind of try stuff
out.
They
can go downstairs and see the beautiful fitness center that we have, the new equipment. There's lots going on there. So it's not just the gymnasium. There is a whole fitness center down there for them to check out with that guest pass.
Right. And you even have, I know, some classes upstairs too.
There's some classes upstairs. Absolutely.
Yes. It's much bigger than what it looks on the outside.
Yes. It is bigger.
So that is really, really exciting. So again, yes, stop by until the end of March, right?
And end of March, yeah.
Participate
last day
in
of March.
The challenge, yes. If they had questions, I know we'll list the phone number again at the end, but number should they
call? They can call us at 570-253-2083.
Great. And then another big day that you have coming is this coming Tuesday, March 24th, right?
Yes.
Diabetes Alert Day?
Yes. It's the YMCA Diabetic Alert Day, and it is on March 24th. We're going to be running it pretty much the whole day, but for the most part, between 10 and 2, we'd love for the public to stop by. If you're a member, you already know about it, but you may be eligible for a free membership through our free diabetic prevention program. And this is for people who have not been diagnosed and want to prevent themselves from having this disease and learn the ways to do that.
Right, right. I know, you know, being a diabetes educator myself, I've, you know, obviously worked with many people with diabetes, but pre-diabetes is a condition, you know, that you're not diagnosed with diabetes yet, but participating in this program, it's an evidence-based program, which, you know, gives these individuals great knowledge, great information, right?
It really, really does, especially being,
you know,
pre-diabetic, absolutely. Right. Absolutely.
So, you know, so that's on Tuesday, March 24th from 10 to 4, and you're going to have maybe some dietitians there to
talk to people? Yes, we are. I know that we will have Barbara Griggs Pratt, and she's going to bring her coworkers, and she is just basically an expert on those things.
Right, right.
And you can ask her questions. I'm sure she'll be bringing some great handouts to talk about risk factors and actionable steps that you can take,
right,
you know, to keep yourself healthy and prevention. And she's just an all-around wonderful person, yes, as well.
I know. I worked with her
so
many years,
so I'm looking forward to learning from her.
Yes, yes. And again, you know, we can't stress enough that this is another free community event that anyone can come, you know, during the day and take that quiz, the Diabetes Alert Day quiz, right?
Yes, it is free. It is part of, you know, the YMCA's responsibility, the social responsibility, and taking care of the community and providing programs that they can access.
Right. That health and wellness is so important, right? It's not just, you know, at that exercise component.
It's not just the workout stuff. It's a lot more.
Right. It's a really comprehensive
mind, body, and spirit.
Exactly. Exactly. And then another exciting event. Again, this is the third of many that you have ongoing. Can you talk about the Healthy Kids Day?
Healthy Kids Day is a national free community event designed to promote healthy habits, physical activity, and imaginative play for children and their families. Often kicking off the summer season, YMCAs across the country offer activities like obstacle courses, sports clinics, games, just to encourage the active lifestyle and just combat that summer idleness.
Right, right, to get ready for all that stuff.
Yep.
So the Honesdale YMCA, what is the date of that program?
Wayne County YMCA Healthy Kids Day is April 18th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Right, and you're going to have fun things. I heard you're going to have bouncy house.
We will have our famous bounce house, very famous bounce house. We will have some guests. We will have arts and crafts, some environmental crafts and activities, face painting. I mean, we're in the early stages, but we're looking to make this an amazing day for families and their children. So I'm hoping everybody will stop by. It is free.
Yeah.
Absolutely free.
They don't need to register.
You
for
do not
it, right?
need to register. If you have some questions, you can certainly give us a call. And new things are happening every day with it. So
right.
The more time that goes on, the more information we'll be able to give you.
Mm-hmm.
But please save that date, April 18th.
Right. Wonderful, wonderful. So again, you know, those programs, those three just alone are free for our community.
Absolutely.
You don't need to be a member of the Y.
That is correct.
As a member of the Y, right, which you have plenty of membership, you have, you know, one-person membership, family memberships, they can give that number a call. But those are, you know, there are so many benefits to becoming a member of the Y, right? Just the classes and the like you said, the workout area downstairs.
Just the knowledge that surrounds every area of that facility. You have the instructors, and then you have the members of the class, and they become friends, and they're doing activities at the Y together, mm-hmm. and they become support systems. It really is a family over there, mm-hmm. and it really is fantastic, and it's definitely worth checking out.
Right. I will tell you, I've met some of my closest friends through the Y.
I believe it.
Over
I
the
believe
years,
it.
And actually, I am still friends with them today.
I'm excited that I'm there and getting right. to know everybody.
Uh-huh. So, like, what kind of classes do they have?
Oh, my goodness. They have power ride, circuit, CrossFit, cardio mix, sculpt and tone, their silver sneakers. They have a Simply Strength class, total body fitness. They have a fantastic Shine Dance Fitness.
Yes.
That's the upstairs one you're talking about. Yes. Open level yoga, chair yoga. Mm-hmm. There's something for everybody. A lot of people who have had injuries, they're coming back, they modify things.
Right.
And then you have the hardcore, like, I want to be there every day, and mm-hmm. they're doing it because it feels good.
Right.
And I'm seeing this, and it's just giving me so much. I'm just getting very pumped about the whole place.
And it is very exciting. And then you also do have, like, you can, like, families, sometimes they're not sure maybe where to have a party. Do you do birthday parties?
I do birthday parties. I do the best birthday parties, and they're just getting better. We will give your child or adult a party that will not be forgotten. Lots of different themes, lots of different activities for kids, the bounce house, the gaga pit, sports. We have soccer and, oh my gosh, dodgeball with the soft ones,
yes,
you know?
Yes, that's good to know.
And they love it. Basketball parties. And mm-hmm. they have such a great time, kids and adults. And yes, we have a lot of birthday packages, and you can call me.
Okay.
And I will give you whatever information you'd like.
Right, which is really exciting. And then again, you know, again, open up the communities, but again, some benefits as a member is, you know, children's sports activity. I know my kids did the soccer, the indoor soccer, when it was available, right?
It is great. We have our youth sports, our just about every Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
We just finished, or we are finishing kickball. Flag football is coming up. Mixed sports for the younger kids. Soccer was, you know, not too long ago.
Right.
And, yeah, it's a really great thing. Parents can come and watch their kids mm-hmm. and, you know, have a good time. They could even participate.
Right.
You know, and be a part of it.
And then like, you know, we only have like 2 more minutes left. Do they do also things like a CPR training?
Absolutely. We have infant, child, and adult. It's all together. It's the CPR, AED, and first aid training. And it's given by a certified instructor, which would be Crystal.
Yes.
and she's fantastic. And this is a skill that doesn't matter what you do.
Right.
You want to have this. If you have a child, if you have mm-hmm. a friend, if you have a parent, learning first aid is one of the best things you could do.
Right. I think
having
everyone,
that knowledge yes. is tremendous.
You know, as working in the hospital too, I think that is something that anyone in our community can benefit from CPR basic first aid.
I 100%
like that, which is really, really
agree,
important.
And it really saves lives.
Right.
It really, really mm-hmm. does. And I would encourage anybody. Mm-hmm.
So the biggest question is the Y opened every day?
The Y is open every day. It is open every single day.
And I know times sometimes vary with weather. But
yeah, I mean, we close earlier on Sundays. I don't know the hours right in front of us, but I believe that that's at 1 o'clock.
Okay.
We're open every single day. During the week, we're open till, I believe, 8:30 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And Saturdays and Sundays, I think Saturday's 3 p.m. and Sunday is 1 or 2.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Don't
That's
yell.
Okay. I can't remember all the time.
And I don't have it right in front of me.
But what phone number can they call?
They can call 570-253-2083.
Well, sunshine, this is incredible, all this information that you have shared today with our community and our listeners. Any last words?
Come to the Y. Right. Come to the Y, visit the Y, have fun at the Y, support the Y.
Mm-hmm.
Why not?
Yes.
And thank you.
You know, the address of the Y.
The Wayne County YMCA is 105 Park Street, and that is in Honesdale, Pennsylvania.
Great. Again, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. And again, this is Carol Kinnear, Community Relations Manager for Wayne Memorial Hospital. I want to thank you for listening and have a great day.